It's Wednesday, May 15th, 2024. For Link NKY, this is the Daily Headlines podcast. We'll start the show right after this quick message. I get it. Not everyone experiences a story the same way. And that's why the Inside Link podcast was created. In this podcast, you'll hear about the inside details of important stories from the person who wrote the story. Listen to the Inside Link podcast every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts or on linknky.com. The Tower Park Playground in Fort Thomas will officially be reopened on the 4th of July. Since September of 2023, the park has been closed for a $3.6 million upgrade. The upgrades include all new playground equipment, ADA-compliant walkways, a decorative stone wall for the entranceway, and new signage. The city had initially estimated that the park would be reopened in late spring. However, according to an announcement from the city on Facebook Monday, the grand opening is now set for July 4th. Aviator Accelerators, a nonprofit organization focused on supporting women entrepreneurs, announced the opening of applications for the 2024 Momentum Accelerator Program. Momentum is a comprehensive business education program for early and mid-stage women entrepreneurs. This in-person 10-week program is tailored for entrepreneurs who have been in business between 1 to 5 years, with a total revenue of $50,000 plus, and who are seeking to build on their business momentum. Women entrepreneurs can apply for Momentum until May 27th. The 10-week program will be held in Covington beginning June 5th, with sessions every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. The Covington Board of Commissioners and city staff met Saturday to discuss the budget for the upcoming fiscal year, where they discussed the city's overall financial health, spending goals for the next year, and ways to control their expenses. No official action was taken at this meeting, but it shed light on what the city was hoping for in the next budget cycle. Although the finance department's projections showed that major operating expenses would likely overtake revenues by fiscal year 2026, the gap appears smaller than the department's initial projections from January. The department's newest projections also suggest a reduction in the amount of Federal American Rescue Plan Act, or ARPA, dollars that the city would have to use to replace revenue lost due to work from home. Projections showed the city would likely only need to employ about $5.6 million in ARPA funds in the fiscal year 2025, down from the $11.6 million projected for the current fiscal year. Discussion to the city's budget will continue over the course of the next week. On Tuesday, May 14th, the City Commission will discuss the city's most recent financial audit. In addition, city staff and elected officials will continue their discussions of the upcoming budgets and hear from the remaining city departments next Saturday, May 18th, beginning at 9 a.m. Both meetings will be open to the public. That's going to wrap things up for us today on Wednesday, May 15th, 2024. For Link NKY, I'm Noah Jones. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Daily Headlines podcast. I'll talk to you tomorrow.